Greetings, everyone. This is December the 6th, 2023. This is your Freedom Club USA. And by Renew, Creator Call. We're truly blessed with the presence of Creator on this call, and in fact, on all our calls. And tonight, as in the past, there will be some healing provided to all that are present. We will have a discussion tonight, bringing you up to date on a number of things. But we'd like to start our calls with our grounding exercise. And Lois, if you'd be so kind to guide our group through that.
I will. And if everyone can take a few swallows of water. And we will begin with the correction for a reversal. To do this, take your right elbow and go toward or touch your left knee, and then take your left elbow and go toward or touch your right knee. We'll do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right to left, and left to right. For what we will be doing next, you will have your eyes closed. So you should not be driving a car, having or any vehicle, don't have TV on, be in a nice, quiet, relaxing location, either sitting or lying down, whichever is more comfortable for you, and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. As we chat here tonight, Creator will be addressing what is pertinent, relevant to be addressed for each of you in an optimal manner. And I thank you in advance, Creator, for these many gifts you have provided to us, and once again for tonight. As Creator continues or begins his processing, a couple of things have happened here recently that, every day things happen, that are very critical to the cleansing of planet Earth, the cleansing of ourselves, our awakening, humanity's awakening. And another was discovered yesterday, in the early wee hours, as often is the case. And there was a cover around everything. Well, everything, by the way, is literally the planet, all its residents, but it goes out to the moon, goes out to the sun, and beyond. Literally, everything that exists, known and unknown, is encompassed in the term everything, with a capital E. So that's as big as it gets. There was a cover over everything that was containing darkness. So even though we've broken it loose, sent it on its way, it was still being contained. And that, as of today, has been resolved fully, 100%. So that was a huge boost for humanity and our awakening and healing. And another one, there was a radiating energy that was hindering the release of the dark's grip on humanity. And that, too, was discovered and set in motion and now has completed, as of this afternoon, at 100%. Now, these are the kinds of things we do daily with Lois, myself, or in wee hours of the night with Creator. But these are today's examples of what it takes to relieve us from this grip and this control that darkness has had. If you've been following us for over the years, we've been at this at least 6 years now, of removing darkness. And every day of those 6 years, we have removed groups, major groups, subgroups. In fact, they're all major because they affect us and harm us in any number of ways. Why do suppose politicians make such poor decisions? Why do you suppose Big Pharma has become so evil to literally poison, attempt to poison the entire population with the COVID jab that was designed to maim and kill literally everyone who got the jab? Had it not been for Creator's intervention, that would have been a reality. And how about wars that are all manipulated for one reason or another to occur? Even the thing going on with Israel and Palestine is just mind control. They're manipulating the people to believe there's an actual war that needs to be supported. In other words, send us money. Israel has great disdain for our own country. They like our money, but they don't like us. Why are we supporting this nonsense? Or Palestine, same, it wouldn't matter which way. So why is it that we have all this diversity? We have this religion against that, this country against that country, this men against women, right? Blacks against the whites, and on it goes. Are we really that bad of people that we can't get along? Or is there something manipulating us that we've never seen? And of course, if you've been on following our club for any time, you do know the answer to that. It never is that there were bad people. There are no such thing as bad people. They're born as pure spirits coming into this life, this paradigm, very unique paradigm of duality, meaning light and dark coexist. Never been done before. So it's a great school for learning, and that's about it. There's really no other purpose to be in this game other than to learn lessons that you could never get in a paradigm of pure light. There have been 199 of those, and Creator wondered, well, why aren't we advancing? Why aren't we pushing the limits? Well, things were quite easy for those in pure light. You think it happens. So there's no real incentive to push yourself to do more or to grow or expand. So the Creator was looking for an answer. What could we do for this 200th paradigm? And the answer, or the thought, let's just say, came forward. I wonder what the opposite of what we've been doing is. Never explored that. And just that thought is the creation. And that created the opposite of creator. The most despicable evil you could imagine, and the opposite of creator's love in creation, would be fear and destruction. And look around your life. Isn't that what we've seen? Fear and destruction is dominating every aspect of our lives. Why would we go to war and drop bombs on people we don't even know? Or shoot missiles at them? Or why would we put illegal taxes on people? Why would we create a fake banking system where they make up the money and then we, through blood, sweat, and tears, pay it back over a lifetime and get abused in many other ways? By laws. People of light, of pure light, don't need laws how to behave, but the dark impose laws to control humanity. This, again, this darkness I speak of is the evil that was created at the beginning of the paradigm, and from that, it wanted to control everything and did its very best. First thing it had to do was to take these light beams, we all were light beams then, and induce them to come into a controllable body that the dark could control. If you're a light beam, you're impervious to this darkness. But light beams also have never been lied to, never been cheated, never been abused. So they didn't, some did not see the con. Some did. Some felt something is wrong here. But those who were induced came into a process the dark said would enhance your life. And indeed it downgraded us to these carbon bodies that we are in today. Very susceptible to everything. We needed to be fed, clothed, had water, shelter. Our needs were continuous just to survive. Whereas a light beam, you lived on light. Didn't have to work, didn't have to secure food or anything of that sort. So suddenly we're in a very vulnerable body, easy to manipulate, and let the games begin, as they said. And they did everything they could to manipulate, control, pull our strings, jerk us around by invading us with entities, energies, essences of all sorts, in numbers beyond belief. We learn new words like centillion, a one with 600 zeros. We thought that was a pretty big number. Take that times itself. And again, and again, and again, and take it to itself 100 times. And that was one day's work that we've had. A centillion to the power of 100. That wasn't even all of it. So they've been busy over 13,000 years dispersing their hate, their fear, their destruction every way they can. Diseases, every disease known to man is rooted in a darkness, an infusion into the body, let's say, or either remotely or directly, at an organ, gland, joint system of the body, shutting it down or manipulating it, closing it, so that disease begins. They particularly like to invade people after there's a trauma or during the trauma. Of course, many times they actually induce the trauma so that they can invade you further, make your life more difficult, more challenging, block your cognitive thinking so you can't rationalize your way out of this or come to understanding. Block your third eye so you don't have your intuition. Block your left and right brain axis so you don't have cognitive or balanced thinking, critical thinking. So we see liberals who can't access their logical side and they go all emotional. It's not that they're bad people, they've been manipulated. We call the left and political left also are very manipulated. They allow horrible things to happen in their cities as mayors, as governors. We see it as atrocious. They see it as okay. And that's puzzling, that's baffling. So all the things that have been manipulating people to do these harmful things is what 6 years of work with Lois, myself, and Creator have been busy doing. Day and night. In fact, every hour of the night as well. Quite some time now, maybe years. It's been a 24/7 project. And I'm delighted I could be available at all those times to take care of things as they were coming present. Sometimes it was simply an attack on me. But I'm maybe just simply a representative of everything. So when I clear that, I'm clearing my stuff, yes, but also for everything, just as Lois goes through her version of that each night when we work. And she'll feel this here, feel there. Sometimes we've done 40, 50, 60 sessions in a single evening as things come forward. And most of them are not Lois's. She's affected by them, but once they're resolved, they dissipate. But this is what your team has been doing for you, the team of Creator's team, we'll call it. I was given a blessing when I came here. That was my purpose, to assist with Creator, work with Creator, to do the work we're doing. But it took me most of my life to come to that point of understanding that darkness is behind everything that's not in light and love. And it can indeed be removed. And I was given the gifts little by little. And the more we did, the more gifts I've received, Lois has received, and we're able to find more, do more. When our club began 18 years ago, the first fraud, this was long before I discovered darkness, but the first fraud I discovered was banking. Realizing banks don't loan their money, don't have any reserves to cover the debts that they issue, and those payments we've made to the banks were 100% profit since they've spent zero of their own money. Every dollar you paid them on the principal was 100% profit, and then adding insult to injury, they added interest. When you add interest to a debt, you've created inflation. If you loaned out $100 and you pay back $110, that 10% had to come from somewhere, so they had to put 10% more money into the pool to cover it. Well, that just weakened the dollar, didn't it? And after year after year after year. That's why today it takes $100 to buy or to purchase something that cost $1 100 years ago. And the primary inflating factor is just that, interest. If you borrow $100, you should pay back $100, and that's it. Whether it's from a bank or a friend. In fact, the concept of money was a creation by darkness itself. Making sure that they would control it at all levels so that they would profit from it and we would not. Another factor of this inflation, of course, is the cost of energy. You go back a couple of years, 3 years or so with Trump, and we had an abundance of energy. We were actually exporting our energy. Gas prices were under $2 at the pumps. Interest was very low. You could afford a home, a car. Today, pretty much the opposite. Drains your wallet to fill up your tank. You can't afford that house because the interest rates are such. And the house value has inflated because systematically housing permits have been stopped. So new homes are not being built, so therefore the demand for the existing ones drives the prices up. It's all, again, manipulated. And when energy costs go up, everything relates to energy. The ship of goods now costs more, to make them cost more. The plants require more money to operate. So there's another big factor in your inflation. So those are two of the main reasons we see prices going bananas, but the solutions are always available. We could end all this really quickly if we chose, as a society, or demanded it. We could say banks, zero interest rate, forever. And, of course, Nasara Gassara tells us, yes, we should be forgiving all these fake debts that were illegal. That was the first premise of our club, was it not? To get restitution for the fake loans that we received from these fake banks through the Federal Reserve. And the answer was the only place you could possibly get restitution would be back from the banks with their fraudulent monies. Well, the good money they've stolen from you. They have a tremendous reserve of money that they've raped and pillaged. And that would be the funds that would have provided the ARs and the GSA funding. But a couple of things brought that to close. One was the SEC with the fake attack on us to put us out of business and put me personally out of business with two life-threatening attacks. And that would have, either way, the club would have been dead. But we survived and those attackers did not. Because we have a purpose for being here, to clean up this mess so we can move on to a light paradigm once again, an interim step before we return to our full light bodies where we are unlimited. So we have kind of a halfway step that we'll be moving to soon. But the other part that shut down our AR process was the takeover, which was a good thing, a Gassara aspect, takeover of the Federal Reserve by the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury. And all their assets that they had accumulated, these illegal assets they'd stolen from you and I and everyone who borrowed from them, were confiscated and returned to various countries, primarily U.S. and Canada, and other reserve systems. Perhaps similar things are happening there, too. So access to that funding was dried up, was gone. So we moved on to the RV. Okay, makes a lot of sense, right? With the revaluation, with the attack on Iraq and destroying their economy, restoring it, if currencies or others that would bring funds in large amounts back to the holders of those currencies. And their fate, that fate has not been yet determined as to how that will come forth. Will it come before our transition? Or maybe the transition will come first. But let's say the RV happened first and we have tons of money. At least a small percent of the population has a whole lot of funds. Let's just be generous and say 1%. But 99% don't. Now, in the old ways, with darkness and control and you having a lot of money, how long do you think you could be able to keep it? They'd find ways to steal it, bring harm to you. As good as your heart is and wanting to help, they would steal it from those who you gave it to. Or one way or another, or the people would not understand the value of what the gift was and perhaps do stupid things with it, and they'd be broke in a short time, as we have seen with lottery winners. So what I'm getting to is the only answer out of this game is the end, the influence that is destructive, and that is darkness. You can't buy your way out. Remember, dark money is just a tool of the dark. You need it to survive in this game because that's the way the system was structured by the dark. So I'm not saying money is bad itself. It's just that it won't buy you a new body. Your body will continue to age, you know, old, you die, or have illnesses. Again, that's all darkness. Limited lives. That's the nature of a carbon body. It will eventually deteriorate. So the RV will not fix that, will it? And the plans that we have considered helping, which were wonderful plans, as long as darkness existed, they would not get very far. So to clean up government, clean up the crazy that goes on by the bribes that are being offered to politicians to do this and do that, to fund other countries who beg for money, and then we find out when the money is received, it's in a special account, and then it's distributed back to the very people who voted for that funding here in the U.S. And it didn't get to the people that it was intended to. That's how deep corruption goes. And why are we funding and helping other people with their crazy wars? Those need to be resolved within their own confines. Then we have the invasion of the, particularly the Muslim communities, who are emptying their prisons and population, giving them all kinds of incentives to leave, usually negative ones, to invade another country. Go invade Europe. Go invade the U.S., Canada. Steal their resources. Rape their women. Kill their people. Knife them to death. Steal their food, their resources. They've got big hearts still. They'll take care of you. But when they overwhelm a country and do not assimilate, have no intent to, these aren't migrants. These are attackers, invaders, influenced, again, by darkness. So again, darkness at work. So money, even if your pockets are lined with gold, won't solve that problem, will it? So So where I'm going with this, of course, is money isn't the answer, because that, again, is a tool of the dark in the new world. Well, in the light essence, there is no money. When you're a light being, want something, you just think it and create it. You manifest it. Why would you need money? You wouldn't. In our interim place, there will be funds, but they will be on a system much like the quantum system we have envisioned. And there's no bankers controlling it. In fact, there's no bankers. There is no government. There is no military. There are no police. There is no big pharma. No big agro. Your ability or need to eat is optional. You don't need to eat or drink. So you're a quasi-light being, not a full light being, but many of the characteristics of it. So we don't need industry. There are no smokestacks anymore. You have a home heated and cooled with free energy. A vehicle running on free energy. No gas tank. It just runs independently. So there is no grid. There are no nuclear plants or power plants. None needed. So if we tried to manually end all darkness by the traditional means, arresting people and fighting and what have you, passing more laws, those are simply more tools of the dark. That's why we've never been able to end wars by having another war. In crime, adding more laws just means restricting everyone, limiting your life, putting us in fear. We've got the media, of course, controlled by the dark, dispensing fear on a regular basis. So that was their job. In propaganda, things that just aren't true or half-truths. So to clean up the mess, even with a pile of money, as long as darkness existed, we'd be going on forever and ever, as we have been for 13,000 years. And 13 more thousand years from now, we'd still be trying to solve the problems of the world. So money won't do it. More laws won't do it. The only way out is ending darkness. And I've mentioned just two things here today that resolved, and those may be the last two we need. As we are processing, assimilating, and healing now for the first time fully, without restriction. And if more is found, we'll take care of it. But we may be at that point where evil will simply not exist. And people will start doing the right things because they respect themselves, they respect others. That was one of the key things the dark made sure we don't do, is have self-respect or respect others. You wouldn't go to war with somebody you respect, or you wouldn't do harm to yourself if you respect yourself by taking drugs or that are harmful, whether it's prescription drugs or whether it's street drugs. They're both harmful and deadly in many cases. So we are on the path of awakening, and more importantly, of transitioning, leaving the world as we see it today, coming into a world that has no darkness. none of the things that we find stressful today will exist. Even sleep, you won't need sleep. I call it a vacation. Long overdue, would you say? And you won't be in an aging body with aches and pains and boo-boos all over the place. No one will be older than 50 years old. Anyone over 50 will be 50. Anybody younger will be at that age. You will not have any organs or glands as we have today or as bodily systems. You'll be in a, well, I don't have a term for it because it's something new that Creator has provided that is different than we've ever had before, but it's kind of a balance somewhere near a light being, but it's an interim step to being there. But again, you'll be without darkness, you'll be in full light, you'll live in communities with among friends and family. Not that you'll remember any of this life, you won't, because if you did, that would simply bring darkness into the new world. That would not be allowed. So we'll have no memory of this life. We'll have our lessons that we've learned. Remember, this is a school. What have you learned? Many of our friends and family have refused to learn, haven't they? But you have gone forward and displaced beliefs that were not true with beliefs that are true, one after another after another. And by doing that, you build a foundation of truth. Yes, this is a painful, very tough life. It has also some wonderful moments that we've all had, some wonderful times, some beautiful adventures that we've had on a beautiful earth. So we have both the light and the dark together. We've seen the beautiful, wonderful things humanity has done. We've seen the horror as well. That's your duality. When you collapse duality and all that supports darkness, what you're left with is what we'll be moving to. Back to pure light and love. Respect for ourselves, respect for others. And that's the first step, the primary step you need before you can love yourself or love another, is to respect yourself and respect others. Why is divorce rate so high? Well, people don't respect themselves or the other. So we separate. Of course, the dark is, that's one of its major tools, to pit one against the other, to keep us at odds with those that are different from us, be it the gender difference, be it race difference, religious difference, political difference. We're always pitting one against the other, aren't we? It's win or lose. My way or the highway. BLM, right? That's divide. This was to be a country of the melting pot. We blend together and have common goals. The BLMs and the LGBT groups and all these are racist, all of them. They're saying, I'm better, I need special privileges. So that's not a melting pot. That's not a commonality, is it? That's divide and conquer. That's the darkness at work. Women's Lib was initiated by darkness to get the woman out of the house where she was the nurturing mother, taking care of raising the children in harmony and teaching the lessons of life. In other words, a family. If she's out of the house and the dad's out of the house working, well, who's minding the kids? Oh, that goes back to the schools or the state. was Hitler's plan too, wasn't it? Get the kids indoctrinated out of the reach of the family. And even have the kids spy on their families. He went that far. Again, darkness at work. World War II brought about the need, as it seemed, with the men overseas fighting the war, women, somebody needed to man the factories, and the jobs the men left. So again, women out of the house, into the workforce. And the dark loved it because now they have another income to tax illegally. And again, who's minding the children? They're being influenced by today of social media heavily. And there's some good things out there, but there's a lot that isn't. There's truth out there, a lot that isn't. So how does one decide what's true and what's not? Well, the way it's done is to go to your heart. How many of us have been taught that or have done that? To go to our heart to find what is true, how does this resonate? This grounding exercise Lois did with you tonight, and each call we've been doing for a long time, is to get you aligned with your body, balanced, so that you can trust yourself, not your ego. See, the ego loves to be in control. That's why the six-step process, many of you have done, the elite process, cleanses the ego down to a zero. If you look at the dictators of the world, those have done the most mischief, their egos are 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, your Hitlers, your Stalins, your Bushes, and on and on it goes. Your Cheneys, your Soroses are all high numbers. They're run by their ego, not their heart. Trump and Melania are 1, level 1. So if you haven't done the clearing, the best you can do is a 1, and that's fine. 0 is even better. When you're at 0, your ego is no longer there, and you are now connecting to your heart. We're being distracted constantly, pulled away from that, but that's why we do the exercise to realign you so you can, again, trust your heart. Your heart never lies. It will always speak the truth. Now, it took me most of my life to figure all this out, as much as I have, and there's always more to learn. And those of you who've come along on this journey, we respect and honor you for your persistence in seeking the truth against sometimes it seemed impossible odds. So the fact that you're here on this call or on the elite calls, it's really a badge of honor that you are not just listening, but processing and understanding how the world really works. Everything we've learned from childhood to now, from outside of the club, we'll say, and some other good sources, but by and large, has been a lie. About 95% of what we were taught growing up was just not true, whether it came from the pulpit, the religion, the government, schools. You know, the basic math is pretty pure, although they fudged that too. Now they got, you know, this new math where nobody knows how to multiply or divide anymore, but they made it much more difficult. So they even tried to screw that up. And we've been lied to things like putting a man on the moon. Never happened. We can't get past the Van Allen belt. Even NASA finally admitted it when an engineer was asked, why haven't we gone back to the moon? Well, this was maybe a year or so ago. His answer was, we haven't figured out how to get past the Van Allen belt. honest answer. Wow. Refreshing. So they staged the moon landing in a hangar, or a couple of them merged together, whatever. They created a facility down in, I think, Florida, and brought in sand and created a fake moon, and there we go. Now, we can fall to blame, but the U.S. was in a eyeball-to-eyeball war with Russia, Soviet Union, actually, at the time. The evil empire, as Reagan called them. And they put Sputnik in space first, so Kennedy said, let's one-up them. And, you know, good-hearted, he thought that was a possible dream. Let's put a man on the moon and bring him home safely. So even though it didn't happen in reality, the world believed it. So we had a psychological edge, and we have advanced with our space program certainly since. But anything that they say is going beyond the Van Allen belt, like a Mars probe, no, never happened. They were just faked images. Nothing can get beyond the Van Allen belt. In fact, nothing exists beyond the moon or beyond Earth, including, let me start again, beyond Earth, the only thing that exists is the sun and the moon. Everything beyond that is a hologram. All our galaxies, stars, other planets, they are just holograms. They're not real. But they give a wonderful illusion, especially in the night sky, of infinity and wonder. So we've been fibbed a lot of ways. And that's okay. You know, it's okay to have been fibbed. I've been fibbed countless times, and we all have. And now the point is to awaken. Take the red pill, as the Matrix would say, and find the reality. And the reality will guide us to our new home. Not everybody will make the journey. Those who have done the most, learned the most, particularly our elite members, will be head of a class. Those who are part of us, or part of their own learning, however they are, have come to an understanding of many of the things we've talked about, they'll be in the next group, the next tier, we'll say. And then the next group. This has all been laid out in the newsletter. And the fourth tier won't make it at all. They have gotten totally consumed by darkness and refuse to even explore the indoctrination that they have been given. And so it is. It's like any school. You have folks who drop out or flunk out, those who just get by, those who excel greatly. So it's going to be graduation day soon. And you have a new beginning. You have no memory of this life whatsoever, as mentioned. You have much to look forward to. But when you're there, you have a backstory of how you got there, that you've been there for a while and have friends and neighbors and such. You won't have a job, won't need one. What would you need a job for? You can manifest what you need. You don't need to eat. You can, if you want to sample some fresh fruit or whatever might appeal to you, that's fine. Once you go to swallow, there is no digestive system. You have no organs or glands, so it'll just return to what we used to call the void, or the recycling bin, might be a better term. So life's going to be quite different very soon. And you'll have the wisdom you've gained from this life, from your knowledge. And those who have advanced the furthest, such as our elite members, will be sought after for their wisdom. They'll just have a knowing that others don't. And they'll be leaders in thought groups, perhaps, or activities, whatever it would be. There will be no competition, as we have seen it so prevalent in this world. This competition means there's a winner and a loser, and that would be darkness at work. We honor winning in this life. You better win or you're dead, right? Or on your way out. If you don't win at your job, you're fired. If you don't win in the sport, eventually you get fired there as well, or you are in dishonor. So the win-lose goes away, replaced by simply being in truth, being in light, being doing things that are honorable to yourself, earth, and others, and Creator. We've been cut off from Creator's direct access, which in prior paradigms everyone had. Talk to Creator anytime you wish. That's been closed immediately after Dr. Cover. And it was only just a few years ago that I was able to drill a hole through the layers and layers and layers of darkness to create a direct connection, finally, with Creator. The one we call God, or whatever name is used on the planet, to represent who we felt was the designer, the creator of all of this, we call God here, does not exist. It exists only as a morphic field. In other words, if enough people believe something, an energy is created that supports those beliefs. Doesn't mean it has any power and it can't do anything, but we believe in it, and thus it exists. And that's the best we could do. Religions built on this different ways. They're just ways to manipulate people in a particular way. And there's some truth in every religion. There's some value. And much is not true. Some are harsh and dispense pure evil. But all are controlling, all are dispensing what they believe is true, but it isn't. There may be lessons in this or that are valuable, life lessons to help you get through the day, give you hope. It's a social club for some, among nice people. They're devoid of truth, as everything else is. Not to make them bad because of that, just they're all seeking truth in a crazy world. How do you make sense of a world that's upside down most of the time? So each is finding a way. There's first, there have been, over time, each having their own lesson. We had Jesus, Buddha, Moses, come, these were being spiritual heart, which was quite unique. They were the only ones of that type during those times, bringing truth. Well, that truth got distorted or abused in different ways, been manipulated by the dark to control people. So Creator discovered bringing truth alone will not end this. darkness was too far advanced, too powerful. So the only way to end the game was to end dark. That's what we're doing. I'm going to go to speaker here. My headset is getting tired. So, we are awakening more and more on a daily basis, and as darkness is receding due to all the things we've mentioned, and many we haven't that have been removed, they've been very persistent. They linger. They found ways to survive without their, kind of like their mothership, if you will, and found ways to turn light into darkness and feed themselves and feed those they influence. And that's what made this cleanup so difficult and so challenging, was finding them. If you can find them, we have the tools, learned the tools. It took 6 years to develop these tools to remove them. So the key was to find them, and Lois has her gifts, I have mine. Ever wonder why they put fluoride in the water? They said it's to help with teeth, right? Stop tooth decay? Well, that's total nonsense, another lie. It actually destroys teeth. If you ever put fluoride on anything, it'll pretty much destroy it. Back in high school, I had a chemistry class, and we had hydrofluoric acid in a special container. It would eat through glass, so it was in a special plastic or ceramic, I'm not sure how. Anyway, one day I got one little drop of it on my finger and immediately rinsed it, and it started burning and burning and burning, and throughout the day it got worse and more intense, and today I have a beautiful scar where that one drop immediately rinsed has burned through my skin. Now, it's perhaps a different form of fluoride that they dump into our water supplies in certain cities, which is a byproduct of the aluminum industry. But the cell dumping it into our water, where are we going to get rid of this poisonous stuff? This is horrible. Well, in the creator of the story, that it will help reduce cavities. Total nonsense. And if you've ever seen how they dispense this, disperse it, I mean, this is super, super toxic. So if you're in a community that has fluoride, one other thing it does when you consume it, it calcifies your third eye. That's your intuitive center that keeps you from, again, seeing what I can see or what Lois can see. Not that you would have those abilities, but I'm saying that it's your intuitive set, and that has been closed off for those who are in any way consuming fluoride or in your toothpaste. You're getting some small amounts there, too. So the dark have done everything they can to keep you from awakening, to keep you under control. They've controlled you financially, the food you eat with GMOs, preservatives that are harmful. And we've got the drug companies who are beyond horrid. Drugs, by their nature, it says this is an unnatural occurring product. Therefore, if it's unnatural, it's going to harm you. But it's profitable. So we have that evil, then we have the street drugs. If people wonder why Russia invaded Ukraine, And is that a good thing or a bad thing? We only hear the bad parts on major news because that's what the dark want us to hear. But Ukraine is the processing capital of the world for illegal street drugs. They have facilities taking cocaine and that they get out of Afghanistan, and, for example, and convert it into these street drugs. Some are underground, some are above ground. That's one of the first things Russia did, was to destroy those. Thank you, Russia. We don't hear that, do we? And the border states to Russia have all voted to come and join Russia. They're tired of suppression, the limitations that Zelensky has put upon them. He's not a good guy. And we want to send, well, we don't, but Congress wants to send money to a thug, a dictator, that suppresses its people. And again, how much money actually gets to him and gets rerouted back to the folks who voted for it. And that's been common. In a lot of countries, foreign aid is pretty much a scam. So again, darkness at work. We could blame the people, we could imprison them, do whatever we feel we need to do, but that'll never end darkness. The replacements will simply be infused by darkness later. So again, the only way out of the game is to end darkness. Some people have asked, if a loved one of theirs has died, will they be able to make the transition? If they have a spiritual heart or engaged with their etheric heart, they will make the transition. They will be part of your life in the new world. You won't remember them as such, but they'll be an instrumental, intimate part of your new life. So each time a paradigm is created, a new backstory is created of how we got here. In other words, there's maybe thousands and thousands of years history that will be presented, and here you are, flash in the moment. So you don't have to go through thousands of years again to come to that point of how did I get here. That backstory will be already in place. And by the way, in the new world that we're speaking of, there is no birth as we know it. There are no organs or glands or womb to produce a child, so the way a child would come forth would be a man and a woman. And there are no other gender. Man and a woman will come together, call upon Creator with love and desire and intent to bring forth a new being. And that being will come forth as probably about a 5-year-old. There'd be no reason to have an infant. And by the way, there will be one language spoken throughout the entire planet. That will be English. And this may also surprise some. There will only be one race in the new world. And that will be the white race. Now that to some may sound racist itself, but no. That's how we all began. With one race, it was the dark who manipulated our DNA back in the beginning to create all these various races. To create diversity, to create challenges, differences, everything they could to stir the pot and make disharmony, they did. So we'll simply be returning to our natural state. So you can go anywhere on the planet, speak a common language in peace and love, with no animosity, but self-respect and respect for others and love for others and yourself. Quite a departure from where we've been. It's kind of a transition point. A midpoint is just take a break, realign with our true nature of being loving beings. A vacation, because you don't need to work, your resources will be provided. The more learning you have done, the more resources you'll have available to you, a nicer house, a better car, more funds to move about. But everyone will be cared for. All those who make it. So this would be a good time to reflect on who we are, where we've been. And it was just a game, a school for learning. Nothing more. You'll take nothing from this world other than your lessons, be it many or be it few. And those who have learned many, again, will be the leaders of the new world, not leaders in politics, there will be no such thing, just leaders in their community. People will lean on them for truth and information and wisdom. Not in harmful ways, but in respectful ways. But your future will be, as I call, a vacation. It'll be fun. Travel, explore. No job to bow down to. Life will be good. And the more work you've done here, the more learning you've done here, the better and sweeter the life will be in the next transition. And following that, there'll be another transition back to a full light being. Don't know how long this will last. It'll be wonderful as long as it does last. You'll have access, direct access to Creator. Which has been devoid of our lives in this paradigm. Again, darkness at work, blocking us every which way from our hearts, from Creator, from truth, every way they could. Their intent was to control this paradigm forever, as we being the slaves, giving us the false hope we could win somehow or another. If we just work harder, or are more clever, or steal, or whatever was their manipulative energies. But we all wound up broken dead at the end. You may have a pile of money in your bank account as you left, but you can't take it with you, so you're broke. And if you had found your heart on the way through this life in Paris, passed on, you will be in the queue for transitioning, as mentioned earlier. So dear ones that have left, that have found their hearts, in or of the light at least, will make the transition. those who have been totally consumed by darkness will not. They will just no longer exist. So the concept, is there a heaven or a hell? Yeah, you've experienced both on planet Earth. This is where they exist. We had moments of heaven, moments of hell, and a lot of gray area between. There is no heaven or hell beyond this illusion, just simply another illusion. And the next one to us would look like heaven, as we would perceive it, not with angels floating about us, but simply not aging, feeling vibrant, strong, healthy, great friends and companions, no real responsibilities other than to explore, have some fun, enjoy this beautiful planet, and your neighbors and relationships. And yes, there'll be intimacy with your loved ones or loved one. There'll be no laws. Why do you need laws if you are living in light? You don't. If I was to put this in a book, what I've shared with you tonight and many more details, it would probably wind up in the fiction section of your library or book source. Who would believe it? It would seem like indeed a fairy tale. But it is indeed the truth. And it's unfortunate so few have found their way to the truth, to the levels you have. But I'm honored that you and those listening on the recording will have a chance to understand how far they have come from the indoctrination that we've all been immersed in. And even as children, we kind of had an inkling, didn't we? Something just doesn't seem right here. Why is life so hard or unfair? And sometimes we had, in our preteen years, some rare abilities, intuitive abilities. We kind of knew things or had insights or gifts. But they got shut down a little bit later as we found to get along in life, we have to kind of go with the flow to survive. So a lot of our natural inquiries were stifled. But now they're reawakening. So again, we are becoming the curious ones, asking better questions. And Creator is providing us wonderful healing energies right now, being supported by the removal of those dark energies we mentioned earlier. They were containing darkness and had a grip on us. With them gone, Creator's gifts now can be fully received. So we're well on our way to healing and moving in the proper direction. It's truly been my honor to be bringing information as we've discovered it to you through the years, through the club, your bio-renewal. And even though our numbers are few on the scale of our entire planet, somehow something guided you here. Something felt right. Truth has a way of being attractive. And yes, we've made mistakes. Some people in our group have failed to grow with us and have left through one means or another. Many of our members who call themselves such, I call them the minnows, the members in name only, just don't come to these calls. They are chasing a rainbow somewhere else. The flash of the money was appealing, and when you're living in a money-oriented world, nothing wrong with finding a source of money. That's legal, ethical, and proper. But as we found out, being all of those doesn't mean you'll be successful when you go against corrupt organizations such as corrupt courts, laws, banking, that are bribed to make sure you don't succeed against them. As we discovered, part of our learning. But when one door closes, another opens. When Creator saw those doors close, there were 6 plans, actually, that were available to us for our next step. And they change from time to time, and that's why I haven't shared too much detail, because they've changed so often. But the plans outlined in the recent newsletter were was given a strong indicator these would hold. This would be very, very close to what we could expect as we transition. You might ask, well, what do I need to do as an individual to make sure I transition? Well, you've already done it. The fact that you're here listening, or have been on the calls, or have found your way through the elite process, found your heart, are in or of the light, those are all steps you've already made. And your continuing willingness to learn and grow, that's what got you here and got you to the front of the line. Creator never does harm. And I early on wondered, well, why didn't Creator just simply knock out all the dark? You know, end this game in a blink of an eye. Well, he could have knocked out the entire paradigm, but that would have knocked out you and I and everybody who is seeking truth and light and love and are in that space. The Creator would never do that. But those of us in the game, in the illusion, with the right tools, can find and eliminate darkness. Piece by piece, it's been very challenging, like any war, finding the enemy and destroying them. They have ways to hide, making themselves invisible or shielded and blocked in many number of ways, probably about 20 different ways they can hide from us. But we found ways to find them anyway. It's been quite a journey. So that's our job, working with Creator, but doing the finding and doing the elimination.
Creator still is the purest light and love that ever was or could be. So he's gifted Lois, myself, in particular, with these special gifts, so we could find and do the cleanup.
Okay, let's get back to my headset here. I think we got some more life in it. So Creator continues to work with each of you now to resolve what is needing to be resolved. We're up to about 90% complete. When we look at all the members who've come and gone, and we're chasing the tools of darkness as their goal. Hey, I did, you did at one time, thinking that was the way out. Who knew? It took a long time to finally peel away enough of the layers to understand our real mission here. Wasn't to be king of the financial world or be a billionaire or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But it would still keep you in the game, wouldn't it? You'd get old, die, and that'd be that. So we need money to get through the game, absolutely. But in the new game, it's just provided whatever we need at the various levels. That the more you've learned, the more you will receive. So the voice of truth is often very quiet. We hear the evangelists, right? On the TV, and send us more money, and we'll get you to wherever, whatever the promise is. And so they too have been locked into some fantasy that's not true. Are your politicians who, especially the Democratic Party, who has been heavily manipulated by dark, somehow believe what they've been spewing, yet it makes absolutely no sense to someone who has a clear mind. But everybody has been manipulated. There's no one that is exempt from manipulation by the dark in one form or another. We think Trump has had a charmed life. Well, let's see, 2 bankruptcies, 3 wives, and how many indictments? You know, he's harassed daily by the press. So speaking the truth, even in this day, as the case with the days of Jesus, for example, didn't end well for Jesus, did it? The difference is, we've removed layers and layers of darkness, and so the voice of Trump is being heard and accepted, despite the opposition. In fact, the opposition has given him even more support by stimulating others to say, well, that's nonsense. He's a good good guy. He's done good things. Not perfect. Can't be perfect in this paradigm. It's not possible. You need to have mistakes. You need to make mistakes so that you can then learn from them. That's what darkness is for, is to throw challenges at us so we have to overcome them. Sometimes we simply curse the dark, right? Curse the problem. But that doesn't move us past it. So those old things stick around and haunt us. We call them traumas, and those are being resolved as well. So we're being cleansed now in a way we've never experienced before. Those, again, have done the elite process, are way ahead of the game, and have had opportunities to learn their lessons from their experiences. Others will be relieved of their traumas, but may not yet have had time to gain the lesson, the wisdom from that experience. And that's the advantage that our club folks have had, and I've had. I've learned enormous things since the beginning of our club. Lois and Debbie and all of our folks, and you folks have as well. And we have a habit, because we've been indoctrinated to do that, is to immediately blame something when something doesn't go well. Oh, it's them, it's this, it's that, it's the, you know, pick your poison. And we've been indoctrinated to do that so as we wouldn't see the real puppeteer up above here jerking our strings, throwing obstacles in front of us by manipulating other people as well as us with challenges. And hey, we've all cursed the dark. But now we've learned also that simply darkness manipulating us, and as more and more of this is being resolved, we'll gain more insights, more wisdom, more healing, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual healing, to the point we'll be uplifted out of this game entirely into a brand new body, youthful body, strong, healthy body, strong, healthy mind, and a world of total peace and harmony. You can call that heaven if you like. It would certainly seem like a heaven compared to where we've been. Sometimes we ask, boy, if I was only born with a silver spoon, you know, I could have had a skated through life. Nobody actually did, even those born in wealth had an easy life. It may seem so. They seem on the outside to be flying around their jets and whatever, what appears to be a good life, but are they really happy? Are they learning lessons? Will they make the transition? If you say, well, I've had a bitch of a life, I say congratulations. Because you had the most opportunities now to learn and grow without the distraction of money to be your god, and thinking it'll buy you happiness every way. It's nice. It's a tool. It can be very beneficial, but it is not the answer. The answer comes from within. How have you overcome your challenges internally. Still blaming or trying to buy your way out or bribing? Or are you actually learning? And if you are on the road that I know you've been on, and I've been there, in my way, Lois, Debbie, Rick, all of us who've been part of this club have all been smacked around by life. And it's not how many times you've been hit, but how many times have you awakened and resolved the pain of this situation. That's why we offered QE for years, and now the six-step process. That's what uplifts you out of the pain and into healing mode and prepares you for your transition at a much higher level than those who are still pointing the finger at someone else. And Creator has completed what was intended for tonight's session. So let's get back to our group here. And I want to thank everyone who has been here tonight. And your numbers are few, but your hearts are big. You're a very special group that has chosen to be here tonight or listening on the recording. Hopefully I've opened your eyes to a few more things. So let's check in with our guests here tonight. And see what you have experienced or learned. Star 6 in the 1 key on the main line, or star 2 international. And let's check in with Lois. How was your session tonight, Lois? What did you experience or learn?
Well, let's first give our thanks and gratitude to Creator and to Mother Earth.
Absolutely. For the wonderful gifts we've been given, we are most grateful. Okay, Wallace, what was your experience tonight?
A very calming feeling came over me, which was very nice, very restful.
Okay. Any new insights, perhaps, that you've that came forward?
Not at this time, maybe later.
Okay. All right, well, let's see what our guests have to say tonight. Star 6 and the 1 key on the main line to share anything that came forward or new wisdom, knowledge, awakening, sensations in your body, whatever it would be, to share with us. And star 2 for our international guests. Group. And that's perfectly fine. You may need time to allow your body to process what's been provided to you and assimilate and heal. Well, last call out. If anyone has something, a question, or something to share, this would be that time, or we'll wrap up our call. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here. And again, our deep thanks to Mother Earth. Special loving thanks to Creator for all we have received and preparing us for our new world. And thanks to Lois for being here tonight with us. And all of you. We are honored by your presence, and let's wrap it up with a final word from Lois.
A good way to start and end your day is by doing a grounding exercise. And if you ever feel off, tense, anxiety during the day, that is another great time to do a grounding exercise. And listen to your body. If your body is telling you you need to rest and sleep, pay attention to that and get more rest and sleep and stay hydrated.
Okay, good advice. Let me thank you all again for being here tonight. And may you all be blessed. Good night.